fiction, the scholar Plague A timely read about a pandemic that overwhelms society. Rob Williams, it's timely to read Jack London's short story, The Scarlet Plague. It's about a virulent pandemic that overwhelms society, sending human civilization into the abyss. This is an all too familiar tale now. But what is startling is that it was originally published in 1912. In this case, the Red Death is a rampant virus. Once a person shows symptoms, the main one being the face and body turning a scarlet color, violent death occurs within hours. The story begins with an old man and a young boy, who we discover is his grandson. They both wear clothes made from animal skins, and the boy has a bow and arrows. They are then confronted by a wild bear, which they skillfully avoid, on their way to meet his two other grandsons on the beach. While eating crabs that his grandsons have caught, the old man recounts to them the events he lived through, some 60 years before. This could have been a kind of Iron Age scene, but the existence of mangled rails give a clue to the catastrophe that has laid waste to society. In 2012, James Howard Smith is a university academic in San Francisco. Capitalism has developed into a despotic global system, where society is highly polarized on class lines, and power is concentrated in the hands of oligarchs. Later, when Smith searches for other human life in California, he comes across a group of people led by the former driver of one of the oligarchs. Appropriately, the tribe that develops is called the Chauffeurs. Smith's children and grandchildren originate from his integration into this tribe. The Chauffeur's former boss wasn't just fabulously wealthy, but one of the all-powerful elite, seven of whom ruled the world. He was the president of the Board of Industrial Magnates and ruler of America. As with COVID-19, the Red Death lifts the lid on the class polarization in society. In his academic post, Smith was relatively privileged. In fleeing the mayhem in the city, he desperately tries to avoid the poor, who sought vengeance on those above them. In the midst of our civilization, down in our slums and labor ghettos, we had bred a race of barbarians and savages, and now, in the time of our calamity, they turned upon us like the wild beasts they were and destroyed us. Actually, it is the capitalists that have pushed society into barbarism, only for the pandemic to plunge the world into catastrophe. Smith catalogues a whole number of viruses that scientists were able to constrain until the plague developed in an unstoppable fashion. As now, the irrational capitalist system, run for private profit over public health and economic security, is incapable of dealing with such pandemics.